America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Steve Koonin, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for inquiring.
Well, we are doing well, and we are hoping that this is a big weekend in Atlanta sports. We need to beat the Saints. We're hoping Atlanta United takes care of business, and we're hoping the Dogs win as well. So we've been talking a lot about that. But we also hope that the Hawks, who play on the road tonight but are back home tomorrow against Chicago, continue to do what they've been doing, and specifically Zachary Richaché. Tell us what you thought about this performance the other night against the Knicks.
I think there's only one word that could properly say it, magnifique.
Oui, oui.
But as soon as I get off, I will. Ba-da-boom. Thank you. We'll be here all night, folks.
Steve Koonin.
No, but we talked about it, Steve. He's everything you'd expect. And by the way, we gave platitudes.
Yes,
I was gushing over the job the front office did. Remember, we spent so many times discussing, is it Alexander Sarr? Is it going to be Richaché? And Zachary just looks comfortable in his own shoes, and he's finding ways to make his own shot. I mean, look, not many guys, and Carl gave the list of players. It's elite, the guys at top 30 as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think the most important thing you just said was as a rookie, he could have five tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be that way every night. But boy, not only did you see the box score, but if you watched the game, he had two passes that were unbelievable, including one between his legs out to the for a three. And he just played a very confident game. And the young man is really maturing. He's averaging over 12 points a game. He's a leading scorer out of the draft. And we like what we see, but we have to always temper that a little bit, you know, that he is only 19 years old.
These injuries are really concerning. I mean, there's nothing you can do, but it's like, dang. I mean, we started last year, and it was like we didn't have a full squad. Bogey, D, you know, we're talking about DeAndre Hunter. Does it concern you?
Yeah, it's really concerning. But you know what's weird? It's not if it was just us, I'd be out of my mind. Right. But you go and you look what's happened in Philadelphia, who was, until they won last night, was 1-6. Milwaukee, same thing. So I don't know what's going on. If training camp's too rigorous, not rigorous enough. What, you know, our training staff is first class. Our APT group, a lot of just came in from the San Francisco 49ers, again, another team dealing with massive injuries. So we've tried to hire the absolute best out there, but I think it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just a little bit of bad luck right now, but maybe we're better off getting rid of it early and then we'll come back strong. But when you had five of your 10 rotational players out, that's That's painful.
Tyrese Maxey is who Steve's alluding to, expected to miss a couple of weeks because of a right hamstring. We all know about Embiid already.
Right.
So that's, you know, those and Paul George has been on the shelf as well. That's what he's talking about with these other teams. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With our favorite CEO, Puffy K, Steve Koonin. Yeah, man, it's just, you know, the injury thing. And look, we get on DeAndre Hunter because, you know, he got a contract extension, and it's just frustrating because you've got Dyson Daniels who's playing great defense. You got Reese Hoshea, Jalen Johnson, you know, one of those plays that was kind of a perfect example of all the teamwork was, getting the Jalen Johnson rebound, gets it to Trey, Okongwu with the flush. I mean, I should say Clint Capella with the flush. And in a game that, if we're honest, Steve, last year, the last 3 years, we probably lose that game to the Knicks, but it would be less, you know, maybe sweating if a guy like DeAndre Hunter's out there, because now he doesn't have to shoot as much. He can just focus on defense. So when are we going to see this guy? I mean, I know you're not going to be out there, unless you are out there at Emory. You go give him a massage on whatever his knee is aching. But, I mean, it's just very frustrating for the fans because this is a guy who's constantly missing games. And once again, he's not going to get even close to 82.
No, I think it's frustrating for Dre, and I think it's frustrating for everybody. But, again, he has to listen to his body, and he goes all out. I'm very hopeful he'll be back very soon. You know, nowadays with this thing called sports betting, we can't be precise with a lot of our information. So I will be ambiguous, if you don't mind.
The NBA Cup begins next week. What's changed, if anything? And for those who don't remember, this was the was it the play-in? What was the name of it, I guess, when we first did this?
It was called the in-season tournament.
Correct. Yes.
Now Emirates sponsors it.
And it starts next week. But nothing fundamentally has changed, right?
Well, you've got Emirates sponsoring it, and in markets that have an airline partner like the amazing Delta Airlines, it's the NBA Cup.
Well, LeBron and the Lakers won it, and there was nothing like the drama and the excitement of this first year of the in-season tournament.
You
Festivus.
Didn't like it last year. You warmed up at the end. You begrudgingly said, that was really kind of interesting for games in November, early December.
And that's why you created it. Right.
Now you fall back into last year's pattern of dissing our innovation.
Well, no, I just think, you know, if you got to create gimmicks to get people to watch the regular season, it is what it is. I mean, it just...
Sorry, Mike, you don't do any promotion on your station?
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go.
Well, I mean,
interesting. I'll have to go back through the files.
I mean, we get ratings bonuses, which if you want to say we get a bonus for doing our job, I guess that would be touche. But yes, I'm being a Weisenheimer, but it did create some buzz and it definitely created some interest, and certainly playing in Vegas didn't hurt either.
There you go, Your Honor. Case closed. NBA Cup. Everybody come dig it.
Yeah, it starts next week. I just wanted to mention it because you'll see you'll see the courts change. I thought that was the coolest part about it, to be honest with you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The different courts and whatnot around the league. And it's not every night. We'll tell you all about it, but there will be certain games that they will designate.
So if the court looks like an Etcher painting, then you know.
If you turn them on TV, you will not miss the court.
No,
we are a beautiful goldenrod this year.
You certainly can. Hey, let me ask you about these dogs. Are you speaking of being concerned about our guys on the court? What about Carson Beck? Come on, you got to be concerned about that, right? We talk to Barbara Dooley every week, and she literally came on. God bless her. She was like, "Let me tell you what I'm concerned about," and it was Carson Beck.
I think Carson's living his best life.
Yep.
And to balance living your best life, he's got the new girlfriend, he's got the Lamborghini, he's got, you know, the whole thing going. So on occasion, there might be a snafu or two, possibly three. But I feel very, 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 very good about Carson Beck. I think he and Ward with Miami, and who playing Georgia Tech tomorrow, are the two best quarterbacks in college football. This is the single game, I don't think I've ever said this on the air, that scared me when I saw the schedule going into Ole Miss. I'm glad it's not at noon. I'm very glad it's not at noon.
Hmm.
It's a tough place to play.
Right.
They play a tough pace. Kiffin is a offensive juggernaut. They've got a lot of NFL talent in their program. Tomorrow's going to be a big test.
I know that, you know, Georgia, like everybody else, Steve, it just seems like the product of the times we live in with the transfer portal and NIL, that everybody's just thinner. You know, no one has – Kirby's got to get used to it, too, not having the kind of depth. So, I mean, we talked about the NBA tournament. This thing is going to be wild. How exciting – and do you think the TV number is going to be off the charts when we get to the college football playoff?
You know, it's interesting. Right now, we would know if our team was in the Final Four or not, you know? For the most part.
Right.
There's 16, 18 teams that possibly can make the tournament. And I think the buzz is the biggest I've ever seen for the college football playoff. I'm excited that it ends here in Atlanta. I'm excited there's a quarterfinal here in Atlanta. It does, I don't want to say dulls the pain of a loss, but it does. You know, could Georgia have lost two games but beat Texas and, you know, Tennessee and, you know, and get in, and Clemson and get in? Sure. So it truly has taken the do or die out for now, but I think that comes roaring back in December and January.
Yeah.
I think it was a great move.
I do too.
Great move.
I do too. I think that when we, after this is all said and done, maybe it's February, March, who knows, and we're going, man, that was really fun. And then you start to evaluate at least the administrators, Mike, and the presidents and all the chancellors, how much money is involved.
Right.
And this gets back to how soon do we expand to more? Because what happens is the more the merrier. It may not be great games, but the more people and the more teams, should I say, Steve, you include, we know this, right? That the more the merrier, the more eyeballs, even if it's the first couple of rounds. Now, I don't know how that would work. We keep talking about adding, you know, getting the 16.
I think football's difficult. I think football's more difficult. You know, when I was working back in Turner in 2010 and we were going to take over March Madness in a partnership with CBS, we had all the plans, all the financials, everything was built on 96 teams. And that leaked out, if you remember,
right,
an insignificant item for 14 years ago.
I do.
And the NCAA freaked. And here we are 14 years later, and they still haven't moved off the 64 plus the play-in, which people still don't kind of get.
I don't get it.
There you go. You're consistent.
We don't reward mediocrity in this country, Steve. We reward excellence. Let's not put like a third of all of college basketball in the tournament.
I agree. But that's my point. I don't think college football will do it.
Right.
So I don't think
they'll stuff it.
Well, I don't think, again, there has to be a limit. But I think like when you start getting a 24 or something crazy, but if you're going to tell me 16, 18 is too many, I would tell you the Big Ten and the SEC are going to argue, look at how big our conference is. We should have an opportunity to have more teams in. That's going to be the argument.
That's a subject for another day. Will there be anything but the SEC and the Big Ten playing for championships in the next X number of years? I mean, at the end of the day, those two conferences really rule. You look at the 12 teams,
right.
You know, they easily could split it in half in each one. How good would a tournament be with six from them and six from the SEC?
And look how viable Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina. I mean, you keep going. Hell, Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know, yeah. Don't sleep on Vanderbilt.
Yeah, we were talking about South Carolina going up there. Steve, game tomorrow, Hawks back at home against the Bulls. People want to go check out our Hawks
big
and Rishashe.
Come on down. Big night, big Saturday night down at the Hawks game. A lot of fun. Great place to go meet your friends and then head out for the night. And then tonight against Detroit, who is improving in your fifth-place Atlanta Hawks, fifth place right now with a 4-5 record. Kind of strange things going on here in the East.
Yeah, it really is. Should be fun tomorrow night at home against the Bulls. Hopefully they win tonight. Steve, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend. Take care and go Dogs. We'll talk to you next week.
Let's go Dogs. Take care. Bye.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.